Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Now, here are your hosts, TK Stratton and Chad Kirby. Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast. We've arrived at that time of year that some people call maybe the dog days of summer or whatever it might be, where people are feeling like perhaps they're not making the progress this year that they were hoping for. And I want to talk today, we're going to talk about five specific reasons why you feel that way. And, you know, it's interesting. Everyone has these grand visions of what they'd like to accomplish in a given year. But oftentimes, there's really not a plan to make it happen. And I'll unpack that here for a second. But I'm going to give you five specific reasons why you're not progressing the way that you had perhaps hoped. And conversely, if you just switch these five, you will see massive, massive success in your business, in your life, and whatever you are engaged with, okay? And the first one's not going to surprise any of you because you've heard me talk about this so often, and that is the lack of clarity. Too often, we are, as I often refer to, operating opportunistically instead of strategically. We don't really have a clear vision of where we're headed or what we want to accomplish. And because of that, we're just kind of wandering. And especially, you know, even if you did have what you believe to be a somewhat clear vision at the beginning of the year, oftentimes as we get caught up in all that we have to work through, we sometimes lose track of that vision. And you find yourself midway through the year just going through the motions. And you've lost that clarity. You've lost what you really want to accomplish. And so the number one thing that I would encourage all of us to really focus on is get that clarity locked in so that we know exactly what our life wants or should and what we want it to look like. And I promise you, this one thing, when I'm working with clients, this is one of the most important things that when they fix it, they are stunned. I was just talking to a client the other day and they were saying, Chad, I cannot believe how much progress we are making and how quickly it is happening. And it's because you have that clarity, that visibility, that really clean picture into what your life want or what you want your life to look like. And so as you think about that and get specific, specificity is key. You think to yourself, okay, this is what I want. Now, it doesn't mean it'll turn out exactly as you think, but when you get clear on that, it often turns out better. And let me give you an example real quick. My wife and I, when we were first dating, you know, she turned to me as we, in fact, we were engaged at the time. And she said, you know what, Chad, I want 8 children. Now, and those of you that have listened to the podcast for a long time know that Cassie really lives by her visions. She has a vision, she has a destination, and I have been stunned. We've been married almost 30 years, and I am stunned at how they become a reality. You know, just a few months ago, she had a vision. She goes, our daughter's working in Alaska this summer, her and her husband, I want to get there. And I kind of pushed it aside, but it was clear in her mind, and it became a reality. We were up there in Alaska just a few weeks ago visiting our daughter because she has an idea of what she wants. She's clear in her destination. Well, she came to me as we were engaged and she said, look, I want 8 children. Now, if we unpack that a little further, the why behind why she wants 8 children is because she grew up, she was the youngest of 5 girls in her family, but there was a distance between her and the last girl. And so she sat at home frequently alone and looked out the window and watched a family that had 10 children. And she remembered watching them play and really interact well with each other. And so she thought to herself, that's what I want. And she was clear in that vision saying, that's the clarity I need. That's what I want. Well, I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're having 8 children. Thinking to myself that, you know what, after we have a few, you know, then, you know, maybe she will only want 4 or 5. But she also added something into the equation, but didn't add it until after we were married. And then she said, I really want twins. And she's like, and so as we were having children, Cassie turned to me and she's like, look, you know what? We have six kids. I'd love for numbers 7 and 8 to be twins. And then I hit my goal of 8 children and she was excited about it and all that. Well, our 7th child came and he wasn't a twin. And we thought we were done. Okay, 7 kids. We were close, you know, to her goal. Well, then we found out not long after that she was pregnant with twins. And so 8 came with 9. So we ended up with 9 kids. But I share that with you because our 9th child, Chandler, he's like, when we tell this story, Chandler's like, so wait, you didn't want me? No, of course we wanted you. But it turned out even better than what we had anticipated. But it began with her clarity. It began with Cassie saying, I want 8 kids. But what she was really saying is, I want the joy of a big family. I want in this family unit, this has been such a huge blessing to us. And we absolutely love all 9 of our children. But the point is, when you are clear in that vision, when you are clear in what you truly want to get out of life, the rest of the world will move out of the way because you know where you're going. In fact, how many of you have ever had an experience where somebody gets out of the way because you're walking to a destination? And the person perhaps even thinks to themselves, this person knows where they're going. That's the way life works. You get clear on where you're going. You get clear on your destination. The rest of the world steps aside and lets you get there. So as you've heard me talk about before and emphasizing right now in the middle of the year, and that is get clear on your vision of what you want your life, your business to look like, and be specific. Remember, the power is specificity. Now, number 2, once you get clear on that vision, make sure you have the right process and systems in place to support it. Now, the problem with a lot of systems, people will say, well, I've tried to get this process here. I've tried to have this system. Even if it's a routine that you're suggesting, you say, well, it just didn't work. Well, the reality is it didn't work because you didn't have the clarity in advance. But once you have that clarity established, and a few podcasts ago, Sky Fragrell talked about putting that palm tree in the ocean, and you know, or not put it in the ocean, but swim to the palm tree when you're out in the ocean, you know where you're going, right? Then if you have that palm tree firmly planted, you have the systems, then you can put the systems in place that support that. And that's number 2, having the right process and the right systems. Are you doing the right things to get you to that destination, right? Now, number 3 is this, and this is important for us to remember, is we have the wrong focus at times. And a good friend of mine, Morgan Peterson, often says, we oftentimes mistake busyness for progress, right? Like we think to ourselves, okay, I'm busy. I must be making progress. No, oftentimes we're focused on the wrong things. And so we have to be intentional about what are we doing to be focused on the right things so that we can move the ball downfield. Okay, so that's number 1, get that clarity. Number 2, make sure you have the systems and processes to support where you're going. And number 3, don't fall into that trap of having the wrong focus. Don't get caught up in the busyness of things, because you get caught up in the busyness of things and you think to yourself, oh, I'm making tremendous progress. But the reality is, no, you're just keeping yourself busy. It's amazing. Think about the phrase that we've all heard before, creativity loves constraint. Why? Why does it? Because when you are focused and you have the right focus, then great things happen. You remember it back when you were in school and your teacher got up and you said, and they would say, you have this assignment due by a certain date. Right? Oftentimes we'd procrastinate, we'd push that off there. And then once it got close, we'd dial in our focus and we'd accomplish it, right? Think to yourself what you can accomplish when you have that right focus, when you don't have maybe a deadline, which leads us to number 4. And that is this. Too often we don't have accountability. And I'm talking about when we have clarity, okay, and we have the right systems in place and we have the right focus, And then we combine that with accountability. People that will hold you accountable. That's when magic truly happens. Think about, and you've heard me talk about this before, but I'm going to emphasize it again. Think about the people that you are associating with. Are they helping you maintain your accountability, or are they helping you make excuses? Now, the person that obviously for me, and you've heard me say this before, the greatest blessing I've ever received, or one of the greatest blessings, is being married to Cassie, because she helps me be accountable for excellence. She's constantly pushing me. She's constantly helping me maintain focus on optimism, on positivity, and that energy that will help me get to where I need to be. So when I say accountability, number one, make sure you hold yourself accountable. But number two, make sure you're surrounding yourselves with people that have that type of mindset that you're seeking and striving to obtain. And so, but let me emphasize that with making sure that you are becoming that type of person that those kind of people are attracted to, that they want to be with you. Because when you have the right mindset and you have those first three things that I've suggested, when you have the right clarity, when you have the right systems and processes in place, and when you have the right focus, okay, those three things, then the people that are also driven, then the people that are also striving for excellence will gravitate towards you, and they'll be driven to you because you will help them get to where they need to be. And so you'll be attracting those kinds of people. Now, once you have your right priorities in place, once you have the right metrics that you're holding yourself to accountable, then you bring in those other people and make sure that you have the right people around you. That is so critical. Now, the fifth thing that I just want to touch on is this. Okay. Fear of change. Too often we get worried about, well, we fear things. Okay. We fear change. But as you've heard TK talk about before, fear is nothing more than false expectations appearing real, right? So we need to make sure that we understand. And once you understand that every time we make a mistake, every time we have a setback, that we turn those setbacks into stepping stones to get us to where we need to be. So we bet on ourselves. We're anchored in purpose. We know where we're going. But when we're clear in where we're going, we'll find a way to get there. And we have to remove fear. Now, you'll see that all of these things are connected to that destination. But that fear can be completely debilitating. Let me just share one last thing when it comes to fear. Years ago, we were taking a vacation as a family to California. And we were in Utah at the time, and we were going to drive through Las Vegas on our way to California. And we had, you know, we have 9 kids. So we had one of these, I think we had 7 of our kids with us in this big 12-passenger van. And we were going to meet up with our 2 other children that were already there at our beach house in California, that we were our beach rental. And we're in the car, and in between Las Vegas and the beach house, I can't even, I'm not mechanically inclined to explain what happened, but basically it felt like, you know, the half the engine fell out of the car. And we were on our way, we were clearing our destination, but we had half the engine fall out of our car. And we found ourselves in a little town in California called Barstow. And I was sitting there going, and this was 2021. So we were on the heels of COVID. And so there were no rental cars. There was no way to get us to the last 3 hours. Cassie, who again clear in her vision and destination. We got to get to California. We got to get to this beach house. We're in Barstow. There are no rental cars. Well, guess what? She comes up. She's like, well, let me see if I can get a U-Haul. So she calls the U-Haul. They said, yeah, we have one 26-foot U-Haul. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Cassie. And she goes, go get it. So I go get it. Our car's at the mechanic at the dealership and it's not going anywhere. We've been towed in and we're sitting there and we empty the car and put it in the 26-foot U-Haul. Well, now we had a problem because we have more people than we have seats for the U-Haul. So Cassie, not letting fear, she could have sat back and thought to herself, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? We're stuck here. How are we ever going to get to California? What's going to happen? I don't know. You can have all those fearful thoughts go through your mind. Cassie turns to Facebook and she posts on Facebook and she says, hey, we're stuck in Barstow, California. Is there anyone in the area or have a suggestion of how we can get to our beach house? Not 5 minutes later, one of our children's school teachers says, I'm actually passing through Barstow right now. And I have a van that I could put all of you in. But the problem is, we're going to the beach. And our van is full of all of our beach gear. And Cassie replied and said, no problem. I have a 26-foot U-Haul. You can put all your stuff in it if you can help transport some of the people. And we got there. The reality is, not once did she let fear cause her to lose focus of where she wanted to be. That fear, and I know I share it as number 5, but that fear is preventing so many of us to getting to where we need to be. Now think to yourself about this question that TK poses so often, and that is this. What would you do if you had no fear? How would you behave if you had no fear? What would be your daily focus if you had no fear? Right? Cassie doesn't live with that fear because she's so clear in her destination. So just to recap real quickly, number one, you sit back and you go, Chad, I'm not making the progress that I want. I'm not getting to where I need to be. Number one, revisit your clarity. Number two, make sure you have the processes and systems in place to get there. Number three, focus. Make sure you don't spend time on the wrong focus, right? Don't get caught up in busyness and think that you're actually making progress. Number four, accountability. Make sure you have the right accountability systems in place for you and make sure you're surrounding yourselves with the people that will help you get accountable. And then number five, get rid of fear. Do not let fear stop you from getting to where you need to be. One of the most frustrating things that I experience when I enter into an organization, one of the most frustrating experiences is when I meet with somebody who lets their fear stop them from accomplishing what they hope to accomplish. Every single person listening to this podcast right now, every single one of you is living below your potential because one of those five things that I have just outlined is preventing you from getting to where you need to be. You fix those and watch what happens. I started off sharing this at the beginning and I'm just going to close with it right now. And that is this. A client just a couple of days ago reaching out to me saying, Chad, I cannot believe where we're at. I can't believe it, Chad. His stretch goal, he's exceeding by 25%. By 25%, his stretch goal. And he hadn't even done anything close to his stretch goal. And he's now exceeding that by 25%. Think about how you could improve. And think about the life that you can live, the life that you were destined to experience. Get rid of those things that are preventing you and embrace what we have talked about in this episode. And I promise you, you will begin to experience success at a completely different level. Now, take what we've talked about, apply it to you personally, and I promise you, magic will happen. Have a tremendous day. Take care. Bye now.